For those of you keeping score at home, we are broadcasting live from MPAC in Troy, site of this weekend's Albany Symphony Orchestra American Music Festival, which begins tonight and runs through Saturday night. Saturday night is the big grand finale of the weekend. Their big event is the Festival Orchestra Concert, which takes place at 7:30 in MPAC's Concert Hall. We're going to be talking in this next half hour with many of the contributors to this incredible evening. First, we meet American composer Andrea Rinkemeyer. She has been described as haunting, clever, funky, jazzy, and virtuosic. So far, I would agree with all of those in just the few moments I've spent with her. She's interested in the interplay and intersection of visual metaphors, nature, and sound to create lush melodic lines and textures teeming with new timbers.
Timbres.
Thank you very much. And set against churning rhythmic figures.
Rinkemeyer is a freelance composer, assistant professor of music at Linfield College in McMinnville, Oregon. She'll be presenting the world premiere of her latest work, Namjai. I can't learn anything. Liquid Heart for orchestra.
But I hear the timbers.
Oh, yeah, great. But they told me.
They're haunting. Meanwhile, the music of Clint Needham has been described as wildly entertaining and stunning and brilliantly orchestrated. And who would say such a thing? Well, the New York Times.
Whoa.
Nice. He is going to be on hand for this American Music Festival. And his piece, which is We Are All From Somewhere Else, which certainly fits into the migrations theme, will be making its world premiere on the program and will be kicking off the concert on Saturday night. And we welcome Clint to the program as well. We also welcome David Allen Miller, the maestro of the Albany Symphony Orchestra, who is here to make sure that we get everything right.
And I noticed that he moved over next to you, Joe.
Joe's so famous. Joe's so special. No, he was on the David Letterman show.
He wants to go head-to-head with you. That's it.
Oh, he
that's
does?
No. I say you.
Oh, I do. Yeah. With the doctor. I would never go head-to-head.
No.
I am all deference, like the Namjai of the Thai people.
I refer completely to
Dr. Chartok.
We want to talk to these incredible composers, so please tell us, set it up, David.
I should set it up?
You just
set it up beautifully. I think they should tell us about their pieces. The interesting thing about Andrea, which will come out in a moment, is that she just came home to the U.S. from 3 years abroad living in Thailand, in Bangkok.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she has an incredible personal migration story. And the interesting thing, I think, the most interesting thing about Clint's piece is that it's for actual audio narration with the orchestra. It's a piece that's constructed a little bit like Lincoln Portrait, but with actual recorded speaking as opposed to... So these are very interesting and wonderfully unique pieces.
Well, but my question for Andrea is... I have a daughter, Laura, who is Andrea. I have a niece who is Andrea. I never quite figure out what's what. You know, how do you prefer that?
I'm Andrea.
Andrea.
Thank you for asking.
That's great. I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at a person who obviously has an allergy to fish sauces.
Anchovies, to be specific.
Me too. Yeah. And mine isn't even an allergy. It's just I hate them.
An aversion. Yeah. Well, that's different, Alan.
Yeah, that's medical. You don't go into a coma.
I might. So my question is, does your diet ever work its way into your music?
My diet?
No, that's not the question. The question is, how did you survive in Bangkok for 3 years with a fish sauce allergy?
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah. Well, luckily, people, if you ask very kindly, they will leave the fish sauce out. So, yeah.
You seem like a very kind person.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I try to be.
So tell us about Namjai. And liquid, I love that idea of liquid heart.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Yeah. So how does that come into the culture, and then how do you musically express that?
So Namjai is, it's the outpouring of kindness from people. And so the piece was kind of, or our time in Thailand was...
sort of like we've been demonstrating over the last hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kindness.
You are so Thai, the two of you.
Thank you, David.
So our time in Bangkok was bookended by two major events. We had a huge flood when we got there, and then the coup. But despite, yeah, it was right outside our front door, as a matter of fact.
We end with a coup.
Yes.
But in between, they had a lot of fun.
We did. Yeah. But even despite all of those, you know, pretty anxiety-ridden events, we still encountered incredible kindness everywhere we went, and it was just beautiful. So it was kind of, despite the fact that there were these kind of scary things happening, people were still very, on a personal basis, very kind to each other.
Do you remember the day of the coup? I mean, do you remember what your reaction was?
You don't forget that, do you, I guess?
I have recordings of it, actually. You could hear them coming down Sukhumvit, and you can just hear...
Who's the them? The Coopsters?
The Coopsters, yeah.
Coopsters.
Yeah.
So how does this all find its way into your piece? That's the question I want to know.
That was a good question.
Yeah, well, thanks.
That's the question, I believe.
Well, this was more my impressions and... trying to bring emotional responses to all of our experiences in the music rather than, you know, trying to imitate Thai music, which I could never do anyway. I just wanted to, you know, kind of have an emotional connection to events that were
happening. Let me just get the time. I'm sorry, Dave. Let me just get the timeline here. So you're there and you're working on this piece while you're there?
Yes. I started it last spring when we were starting to pack up to get ready to come home.
So the flood and the coup certainly work their way into the fabric of the piece, right?
Right. Yeah. So we have the ending section is big and kind of...
Coup-like,
I guess.
And the beginning?
And the beginning, we have these crazy birds. So... Thailand is on the path of the migration of birds every fall and spring. And so I was trying to compose all the time. I'd have these crazy birds in the background and also roosters, because apparently somebody had, you know, cockfights down the street from us too. So I would hear roosters in the middle of Bangkok and pigeons and all sorts of other birds. And so the piece opens with these birds.
Now, crabs don't make a lot of noise, but crabs figure prominently into
crabs?
The food. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not they didn't make it into her piece.
No,
actually,
they didn't.
As far as we know.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So on to Clint, maybe. Or
okay, yes. Thank you. Thank you, David.
You invited me.
I hope you're here tomorrow to orchestrate this show.
I'll stop by the station. Every
once
day
a conductor,
from now on.
Always a conductor.
Yeah.
Clint Needham is you. Now, you've worked with the orchestra in the past, yes?
Yes.
So a regular, you know, you're very familiar with the workings of the orchestra.
As much as one can be, sure, yeah.
Great. And so now, David, let me just ask you this, and then we'll set up Clint here. But of Clint's piece really setting off the whole migration theme, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, we intended that, and I think I knew he was going to use pre-existing a narrative, which he captured on, you know, he recorded different people talking about their own stories. But it works as a very wonderful, as you say, segue into the whole theme of the evening.
So how do you do that? I mean, you have them talking into a microphone and you play the tape or what?
So my idea was that I'm surrounded by a lot of people from literally all over the world on a daily basis where I teach. And I thought it would
be... And you teach at?
At Baldwin Wallace Conservatory outside of Cleveland. And I thought it would be interesting to capture their story. And I didn't realize I would get... such a wealth of really great material to use. But I had them I asked them three questions, and I had them repeat the question back to me just to see kind of where I was along the way in their interview. But I ended up loving how they segued from the question into their answer. So I actually open the piece with the question I asked them. I said, you know, state I came here from. And they say, all the people saying I came here from. And I just think that's a really captivating way to open this piece, especially for the Migration Festival.
Yeah, but the mechanics, how does it work?
Oh, literally recorded them on a microphone.
And then there are these places in the piece where we hit what's called a fermata, a stop point. We hold a chord or something.
Say that word again, fermata?
Fermata, with a T.
Fermata, yeah.
Fermata. It's like it looks like a little bird's eye, actually, staying with the bird theme. And that means we hold whatever note is under that little bird's eye. And so we hold the note, and then the tape comes back on, and we hear more talking. Or at certain points, we actually stop, and the tape goes. But it's very seamless, and it's a wonderfully accessible and kind of life-affirming piece that Clint has written. It's very orchestral, but it has this wonderful text that kind of weaves through it.
So the tech who is playing the tapes, or whatever you've done it on, has to perform. This is a very important job, right?
The most important.
Yeah.
So I'm the one doing it.
Oh,
he's sitting there with
do it yourself.
With Steve, the incredible sound technician.
Oh, the sound
Clint
tech.
Is sitting
oh, because
next
you're
me.
Conducting.
Press the button now.
Yeah. So
Steve?
You're conducting, and he's pressing the button.
I could give David foot pedals to stomp on.
No foot pedals. No. I got enough to do. So it's enough for.
Yeah,
me.
That's right. You have enough to do. So how do you? What does a world premiere mean to you? As far as unleashing
anxiety.
Something you've been working on for so long.
Yeah, there's that too. It's always brand new to hear a piece rehearsed for the first time. It never gets familiar or normal, and there's always this sort of 18-year-old in me that's just worried that, you know, the notes are going to come out.
You're not 18?
I'm not 18.
You look 18.
Oh, thanks.
He has three children. He looks 18 and he's got three children.
Yeah. That's because I shaved recently. But it's a privilege. It's an honor, especially with an orchestra as esteemed as the Albany Symphony, to premiere your work. It's one of the most special things that I think a composer can have, you know, done. Any artist, you know, the exhibition that opens, the premiere, it's all sort of one and the same.
When I think premiere David Alan Miller, I often think of, you know, sort of the Batman lights that go up into the air from the...
We should have Batman lights.
Well, you know what I'm talking about?
Those
searchlights that go up into the air.
They had those here at MPAC for a long time. Yeah, the whole thing
when they first opened. That's right, on the opening concerts.
They're probably in the basement.
They probably are.
Can we get those out for tomorrow?
Yeah, bring them out for tomorrow night, sure.
So we have not one, but two world premieres. The two pieces you're hearing from these wonderful young composers are both world premieres. And then we have two existing pieces, but both existing pieces are only a few years old. So it's really pretty fresh out of the box. That's what's so exciting for us as musicians, and I think for our listeners as experiencing these brand new, exciting artworks.
So I find this interesting that, so you're going to, your piece kicks off the evening, and then you follow it up with the jazz.
Well, actually, it goes Clint's piece and then Michael's beautiful flute concerto, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Intermission, Andrea's world premiere,
that's not right?
Oh my gosh, that's wrong. That's
all right.
Shocking.
All okay. Right. See, it says program, and then
that
there's
is
this.
Wrong.
This. That's not right?
Shocking.
All right.
Okay. So we end with the big jazz symphony, but we end the first half with the unbelievably magnificent flute concerto, which you're going to hear about shortly.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I should mention also that Andrea's here really. Well, we know Andrea and love her music, and we've played her music before, but she's here for this concert because Michael Dougherty, who is a former professor of hers from the University of Michigan, was invited, because he's our mentor composer this year.
Who will be our guest
in
just a moment.
Later, to invite a former student of his to be featured on the same concert with him, and he selected Andrea to come be with us. And I should also mention that Clint is our education partner. We have this wonderful Mellon grant to support it. And Clint has been in Hackett Middle School all this week and much of next week, working with a group of 20 middle schoolers, teaching them how to be songwriters. Very exciting thing.
And how do they take that? Are they adaptable?
Sure, as much as eighth graders can be, right?
Right, but eighth graders, those are tough. That's a tough.
It is, but, you know, they're sort of game for anything. It's really great.
Yeah.
Lots of energy.
Yeah, I don't think they have that many inhibitions yet. Eighth grade is about when the inhibitions start, right? And then by ninth grade, you can't really talk.
I don't know about you, but I had plenty of inhibitions. By the time.
Well, that's why I like those sixth graders, because they have no inhibitions. But it's six, seven, and eight, right?
It's mainly eight. It's mainly eight. There are a few seventh graders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you say songwriter, what are they interested in?
They
want
to
write
on the radio.
They want to write symphonic pieces like Clint and Andrea. That's mainly their...
Teach me about the oboe range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Multiphonics. No.
I'm teasing.
They want to write stuff that they hear on the radio. So we've been... I've given them chord models, and they're improvising melodies on top of that. And yeah, it's really great.
It's a really cool project.
So for you, Andrea, when we ask this question of Clint, but... So after this, what do you want the life of the piece to be? I mean, obviously it doesn't end here.
Well, hopefully it will be picked up and performed many times.
Throughout the world.
Yes, throughout the world. So, you know, there are always little changes, things that you have to tweak. You know, I've been, I over-orchestrated a little bit, so I'm taking out some percussion. And so hopefully we'll, you know, in future performances, it will become the final product. So that's what's really exciting about a premiere, is that you get to see how successful you were in your imagination and how close it is when you're presented with real people.
Yeah.
Do you stand by the door and like the great Ziegfeld did, and listen to the audience as they come out, you know, and say things?
Oh, I would hate that.
That is a little scary when people come up, and you always hope that it's going to be something positive. That they
actually, our public is so warm, as is our orchestra, and
there
wonderful,
you go again.
And embracing that. I'm told that the lines to the restrooms are where most of the most interesting discussion goes on, because the composers are out there in the lobby, and the people in the audience give feedback. You know, some all of it positive, but some of it critical in a positive way, and it's fascinating.
Critical in a positive
it's
way.
Fascinating for the composers. They always come back and say it was so neat. I talked to all these people in the audience, and they had really interesting things
so
to say.
We have to get Michael on here and. But I just have a quick question. It would seem to me in a marketing sense and just thinking about this, but the great joy would be to bring this piece to Bangkok, wouldn't it?
It would be. They have two orchestras there. It's unlike, you know, Taiwan and a few other places that they have a long history of orchestras. Thailand was never... occupied, really. And so they have a long tradition of being proud of their history. And Thai means free. So they are just having, they're just now developing a Western classical music scene.
Wasn't
so,
the king of Thailand at some point, correct me if I'm wrong, a clarinet player?
He is, and a trumpet, a composer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they took his stuff on tour through Europe, actually.
It was a very musical coup.
I would like 5 points for that.
I'll give you 10 extra credit.
He is beloved. He is beloved.
Andrew Rinkemeyer, Clint Needham, David Allen Miller, thank you so much. The weekend event, the big finale, is Festival Orchestra Concert taking place Saturday night, May 16th, 7:30 in MPAX Concert Hall, which, if you could see us, is just steps away from where we are right now.
Indeed.
And it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you so much. And,
thank you.
And best of luck to you both.
Thanks for having me.
A great
you.
Pleasure. David, we'll hold you, and we'll talk to Michael.
Great.
That's coming up next on The Roundtable.